Chapter 16. The Spiritual Marriage. And they sung, as it were, a new song. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Revelation of John, 1877. On the 30th day of December, in the year of 1876, Mary felt almost overcome by the weight of the burdens that her students cast upon her. The bright promise of science was always before her, but so few were working for it, and so many hindering the work she was doing, that she knew not where to turn. That night she had a dream. She seemed to be standing on one side of a beautiful field of wheat. As she was rejoicing in its promise, dark swinish forms seemed to move underneath it. Their uprooting instincts were destroying thought. She could not cross the field as she intended. Terror and abhorrence chained her to the spot. Then, on the other side of the field, she saw Gilbert Eddy's manly form. "Come on, Mary," he said. "I will help you." To Mary, this dream was a message from God. The next day, she sent the following note to Dr. Spofford. "Dear student, for reasons best known to myself, I have changed my views in regard to marrying, and ask you to hand this note to the Unitarian clergyman, and please wait for his answer. Your teacher, M.B.G." On New Year's Day, January 1st, 1877, Mary Baker Glover and Asa Gilbert Eddy were united in marriage. Mrs. Eddy's students were stunned. Her only explanation to them was that this was a spiritual marriage, entered into to promote her work. Jesus said, quote, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now," end quote. No doubt a true concept of marriage was one of these things, but that age was incapable of separating marriage from sex or of comprehending spiritual unity. So he merely implied that it was better not to marry for those who could understand. Proclaiming celibacy without understanding produces an arbitrary state, which is neither respected nor profitable. Mary's understanding of sex and spiritual unity dated from her discovery in 1866. But she did not thrust advanced views upon an unprepared public. Her, quote, "precious volume," end quote, offered good advice for happier marriages under Jesus' precept. Quote, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness," end quote. She had added therein, quote, "yield obedience to common forms until you reach the understanding of their spiritual significance," end quote. Having reached the understanding of the spiritual significance of marriage, she had chosen not to marry in the world's way. But here was something else. A man had understood the spiritual significance of marriage and had proposed a spiritual union wherein they would work side by side for the cause of Christian Science to bring forth the divine idea, man. Mr. and Mrs. Eddy set an example before the world of a new and spiritual concept of marriage. In the next edition of Science and Health, she wrote, "The pleasing prospect of the final realization that all is spiritual presents a no less striking contrast to the unblushing farce of materialization than will the past history of free love, when it shall be compared with the future history of the chastity that must follow the spiritualization of all things. After her marriage, Mrs. Eddy wrote to Daniel Spofford, "I have done what I deem the best thing that could be done under the circumstances, and feel sure I can teach my husband up to a higher usefulness, to purity, and the higher development of all his latent noble qualities of head and heart." To Mary, Gilbert Eddy was as helpful as her own right hand. He had a capacity for accomplishment and a remarkable sense of order, thanks to his capable mother. His strength, which was unseen because of his quiet, gentle manner, was felt by his patients, and now became a rock for Mary. For the first time, she had one student upon whom she could lean and who could support her without collapsing. It was decided that Dr. Eddy would turn his practice over to Dr. Spofford and devote all his time to helping Mary with her work. With the exception of the additional practice, Daniel Spofford would continue as before, as healer and agent and publisher for the book. Mary found Gilbert a tremendous help, and she was soon relying heavily upon his good judgment. The unity and strength of their marriage was a blessing indeed, for the storm that Mary had felt the previous fall was about to break upon her with all its fury.